Novelty. Your brain is a novelty detector, always looking for something unexpected and then storing it rapidly in memory. So try to find what's fresh in your positive experiences, especially if they are commonplace ones, such as eating a slice of bread, arriving home from work, or looking into the eyes of someone you love. Let these moments be new ones. Look for unexpected rewards in your experiences, such as a sense of, I didn't expect this subtle flavor of curry in my soup, or I didn't know it would feel this good to hug you, which will tend to lift dopamine levels and thus promote the registration of the experience in your brain. Bring your attention to different aspects of an experience. Try this with something you know well, such as breathing. Take a few breaths and explore some of their many sensations in the belly, chest, diaphragm, between belly and chest, and throat. Notice cool air coming in and warm air going out. Notice sensations around the upper lip, in your back, in the small movements of shoulders, neck, head, and hips. Each time your attention moves to another aspect of an experience, it's a new stimulus to your brain. Notice things as they are changing, which also brings a sense of novelty. When talking with a friend, be aware of expressions flickering over his or her face and the ebb and flow of feelings inside you about what your friend is saying. Or, while sitting calmly with a sense of basic well-being, observe how sights, sounds, tastes, touches, smells, and thoughts continually arise in awareness and then pass away. As you saw in Chapter 2, the hippocampus is very important for memory and thus for taking in the good, but its neurons are also vulnerable to being weakened or killed by the stress hormone cortisol. Fortunately, the hippocampus is the primary site in the brain where new neurons are born, called neurogenesis. The survival of these baby neurons is increased by the novelty of your experiences. Since no experience is exactly like any other, focusing on and taking in different aspects of your experience will promote a sense of freshness and novelty, and thus may support neurogenesis and help repair your hippocampus. Personal relevance. Imagine walking through a mall or looking at a website. Your brain is continually scanning to find things that could matter to you. Relevant to my needs, interests, or concerns? Zero in on it. Not relevant? Move on. And when your brain does find something that's relevant to you, it files that experience in storage. Consequently, you can use this natural process of relevance seeking to build up the neural traces of your positive experiences. Be aware of how an experience that you're taking in could help you, why it's valuable. For example, relaxation and calm could ease stress and worry. Some shared humor with your partner could help you feel more connected when your busy schedules make it hard to be close. You're placing the experience in the context of your life. You could even say to yourself during an experience, "This applies to me because," and fill in the blank. Built into the sense of its relevance to you is kindness to yourself, a feeling that this is what I need, this feels good, this is right for me. You're not delivering supplies to your ego, but rather giving yourself an experience that matters, just as you'd offer it to a friend who could use it.